The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, my friends, welcome to our meditation time together. And I offer my warm greetings for this opportunity to be with you, even in this format here. So, thank you for being here. And there is a I think many of you know that one of the characteristics or hallmarks of Buddhism, supposedly, is the emphasis on wisdom. And one of the little phrase that captures an important aspect of wisdom is that if you want to be wise, be intimate. If you want to be wise, be intimate. And so here, sitting in this meditation, what does it mean? What would it mean to sit here intimate? And one of the meanings of intimate is innermost. To sit here with what's innermost. Not to reject everything else, but to have that what's innermost be the seat of awareness, be the way in which everything is known. Innermost, I associate with a place of quiet and calm and stillness. If it is associated with thoughts, there are quiet thoughts that clearly arise out of that quiet or that stillness or that peace. Clearly arise out of what is not thinking. So this intimacy with what's innermost, this is maybe a way to discover wisdom. So to assume a meditation posture and gently closing your eyes and begin with gentling yourself, taking a gentle approach to settling into your body. The first dictionary definition of intimate is pertaining to friendship. So to become your own intimate, to be intimate with yourself, to be friendly here. And then to maybe gently or calmly taking a few long, slow, deep breaths. Long and slow, that's comfortable for you. That has a good feeling, like almost like a relief to exhale long and as if there's an as you exhale. And a deep in-breath that really is almost like a recharging, a filling, a relief to take in all this oxygen. And on that exhale, long exhale, to settle in more into your body. Maybe by relaxing the shoulders, the belly, relaxing the hands, the arms, the elbows, so they're not locked or held tight. Relaxing the legs, the knees, softening in the buttocks and the hip joint, releasing yourself to the pull of gravity. And then to soften the face. Maybe as you bring your breathing back to normal, so you also, as you exhale in normal exhale, releasing the holding of the face, which is a doing, an activity of the the expressions of the face. So the cheeks relax, the eyes relax, the jaws. Letting the face rest. And also on the exhale, to relax the brain, the mind. There too, the mind can be ever busy, ever churning away its thoughts, its concerns, its anxieties. For these few minutes, to give your mind a little vacation, a break, your thinking mind, and allow it, give it permission to relax, to soften, to ease up. And then to find within some place with deep inside that feels your like your innermost, or approximately your innermost place of being. From the inside out, to become intimate with yourself, intimate with what is on the inside. And in doing so, can you find a place that's deep or central core, where there's not so much thinking, the surface thoughts of our lives are more like the waves on top of the sea. And as we go innermost, it's like being under the water, where it can be quieter and stiller and expansive and open. And then from some innermost place, from there to be aware of breathing. From there, sensing and feeling breathing, the body breathing. And what would it be like for you to be intimate from the inside out to the experience of the body breathing? And whenever you need to quiet the thinking mind, soften your thoughts, and switch from thinking about thoughts that are distracting to thoughts that are intimately involved with the experience of breathing, that are connecting, supporting you to be riding the experience of breathing in and breathing out. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, imagine that you are centered in the place, its most innermost place within. You had an intimacy with yourself that was deeper than your appearance, deeper than your history, your background, deeper than the things that you do during the day or say, your mannerisms, deeper than your beliefs. Someplace deep down inside, that's core. Maybe it's associated with a tenderness or vulnerability, a place that from which love and compassion can come, or a place that we can offer love and compassion that needs it. And imagine now that you can look on others and only see what's innermost in them, that which is deeper than their appearance, their background, their history, their beliefs, their mannerisms, that all you could see was something that's innermost. And you saw them from what's most intimate and innermost in yourself. And all the associations you have with appearances and mannerisms, beliefs, have been put aside as you're in what's deep in you somehow tunes into what's deep in others. And perhaps in this way, maybe the only thing to do is to love the other, is to have goodwill, a generosity of spirit, a care, a shared tenderness. And may it be that what we learn from being intimate with ourselves gives us new eyes in which to see others. And so we see them as being much more than what meets the physical eye and what you hear as they speak. Maybe it gives you a sense of something that's deeper inside, that allows you to have a different kind of respect and love and goodwill, so that when you offer your goodwill, you're speaking to this part of others. And may it be, as we come out of this meditation, that we dedicate the meditation practice, the sitting, to a willingness and interest in gazing upon others, aware that they have an innermost life, innermost tenderness, and may we then be interested in their welfare and their happiness. May all beings that we gaze upon, all beings that we know and don't know, may they be happy. May they be safe. May they be peaceful. And may they be free. And may we respect others in such a way to support their happiness and well-being. May all beings be happy.